some past Christadelphian hymn writers and composers by Stuart Cowdershaw. Brother William Osborne. Brother Turner of Birmingham was a commercial traveller who talked to his customers about his religious convictions whenever there was an opportunity, and he loaned books to those who were genuinely interested. One of his clients in Tewkesbury was a shopkeeper named Osborne. He read 12 lectures and invited its author Robert Roberts to give some lectures in the local music hall, with all expenses paid. These took place in 1867. And William Osborne began to correspond with Brother Roberts, who published parts of these letters, along with replies, in the Ambassador of the Coming Age magazine. About this time, there appeared a summary of a speech by Brother Thomas Bosher, given at his own baptismal service in London. In it, he explained why he'd accepted Christadelphian teaching as the truth. William Osborne was so moved that he at once applied for baptism. He was interviewed and immersed in 1868 in Birmingham. Providentially, Brother Bosher was in Birmingham on business and witnessed the baptism. Thus began a firm and lasting friendship between these two brothers in Christ. Tewkesbury was then a small town of about 6,000 inhabitants, and William Osborne was one of their leading tradesmen who had in the past filled one or two civic offices. He occupied a prominent position among the independents until his conversion, and he was soon sending regular orders for literature for his friends and acquaintances, several of whom joined the Tewkesbury Ecclesia. Brother Osborne also supported preaching efforts in Cheltenham, Kidderminster and Bewdley. Sometime prior to 1874, he wrote the words of our hymn 225, "A Rose Shall Bloom in a Lonely Place," and it was included by Brother Roberts in the 1874 hymn book. For some reason, the wording was changed by the committee that produced the 1903 hymn book with the Suffolk Street Ecclesia and the Fraternal Magazine. The tune "Promise" was evidently composed to fill the to fit the words, or vice versa, but the composer is unknown. A highlight for the Ecclesia was a visit by Brother John Thomas in August 1869 to Cheltenham, where he stayed with Brother Otter. A party of eight from Tewkesbury went to hear him speak in the town hall to an audience of about 800. 3 years later, in 1872, their eldest son Edward Osborne was baptised by Brother Bosher in the Cheltenham public baths. Later, the daughters Helena and Stella were also baptised in 1874 and 1877. And in 1877, William and Stella were also baptised. 1877, William married Sister Hopkins of Wootton. His second son, Septimus, was immersed in London in 1879. Brother Osborne was largely responsible for the establishment of a small ecclesia in Tewkesbury and the building of the meeting room in 1876, by which time their rented room was too small. Edward Osborne was appointed recording brother in 1878 when they numbered 17. But the division of 1885 severely hindered the growth of the ecclesia, which joined the Fraternal Visitor or Suffolk Street Fellowship. Numbers dwindled so that when William Osborne died in 1899 at the age of 74, the ecclesia ceased to exist. He was interred in the burial ground behind the Congregational Chapel, the service being taken by Brother A.E. Davis of Birmingham. He took the opportunity to expound the foundation truths on which Brother Osborne's faith was built. The local newspaper recorded of him that he was outspoken in religious matters and was rich and ready in forcible argument. He took part in lively and interesting debates which, in days gone by, often filled the Philharmonic Hall with interested people. The second hymn writer we'll consider this evening is Brother Edward Arthur Parsons. Edward Parsons was a Wesleyan local preacher in Salisbury when he learned the truth as it is in Jesus. At the age of 35, in 1895, he and his wife Ellen were baptised, and they immediately burned all their books that taught Methodism. The local ecclesia then numbered 10, but soon lost the Parsons when they moved to Ipswich, where they joined up with Brother Withers and brother and sister Hayward. Despite working long hours as a watch and clock repairer for little reward, Edward found time and energy to preach, and he helped to form an ecclesia in Manningtree in 1899, along with brethren Reynolds, Withers and Cole. The following year, the Parsons moved to Ilford and joined the North London ecclesia in Islington. 2 years later, along with 8 others, an ecclesia was formed in Ilford and a hall built in Scrafton Road. Brother Parsons became its recording brother until 1910 and spoke at local ecclesias for many years. He was probably responsible for teaching the truth to Sarkis Kolyapanian, who was an Armenian, and his wife Emma, who were baptised in 1915 and 1918 respectively. This man had been brought up in Damascus and partly educated in Jerusalem. His wide knowledge of and skill in Eastern languages made him a valued employee of Sassoon's, the international bankers. There were also others who responded to the preaching of Edward and his wife during his 46 years of pilgrimage. It was a great grief to them that their 2 sons showed little interest in the truth, which was very precious to Ellen and Edward. Brother Parsons wrote the words of the hymn Father of Lights, now number 177 in the 1964 book, which was first printed as a loose sheet, along with the tune Sandon by Brother Frank Walker of Bristol. It became very popular and was included in the 1932 hymn book by many ecclesias. After extensive alteration, probably by Brother L.G. Sargent, it was included in the 1964 hymn book, but there are many who prefer the original words. Some still affectionately remember Brother Parsons in his later years as a very kindly man with some mild eccentricities, such as the wearing of a skull cap and a long black frock coat. He also became very long-winded, but his lovely character shines through the words of his hymn. He died at the age of 82 and sleeps in Christ. Until he come with power in his great day. Sister Parsons predeceased him by 3 or 4 years. To thee, O Yahweh, then with morning light glad songs will raise. Our saddest hours and darkest shall be bright with silent praise. And should our work or thine our hands employ, thy will shall be our law, thy love our joy. Those are the original words to verse 4 of hymn 177.